You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
The way many people reach out to us is through Facebook. You can find us, just search Dom with an M, Dom and Jeremy. And you can dig it up that
way. Also with an M.
Right. I will tell you that I've got good friends of mine, Danny and Rob, who have a little guy, and the little guy loves the show. And he has a difficult time, they said, saying Jeremy. So it is the Dom and Jerry show to him.
Yeah, as it should be. There you
Sorry.
Go.
Just letting you know.
That's all right. I get it a lot. Even when Reed recorded the Boys Against the Girls with Dom and Jerry.
Right.
It's a hard one for little kids.
Yeah. Jeremy and I debated whether or not to read this note. Because there's always the percentage of listeners who try to take things off in directions we don't want to go. We're aware of that.
Don't be creepy.
Yeah, don't. And don't get all huffy. Don't get on a soapbox or anything like that, if you can help it. Maybe this isn't the show for you. But we ultimately decided we should read this because of the number of listeners who have dealt with this. So the note is from Ella, and she says, we have a daughter who is 7. She turns 8 in July. And for the last 6 months, she has really been into kissing. It started with her cousin, who's 9. Then we found her kissing the boy who lives right across the street. He's 7, like her. And he seemed flabbergasted about what was going on. I think he ran home scared. Ella writes, we've had several talks with her, and I thought she was better. Until we got the call from school where she'd been kissing boys in class.
Hey.
I don't want to make a huge deal out of it, but at the same time, I can't have her kissing everyone all the time. Do your listeners have any experience with this problem?
I guess, what do you do if she's had conversations with her about, you know, you can't kiss everybody that you come across? That's a very intimate thing. Does she understand intimacy at 7? Or love. I guess you could try to explain it's something that you do for somebody you love. And according to CDC recommendations, she shouldn't be doing that right now anyway.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if you want to sit her down and talk about, you know, the transmission of diseases or whatever.
Yeah, particles.
With her,
but, time for a talk on particles.
You know, you get a cold sore here, or
right.
Get mono at 7.
Or can we just cop it up to cuteness?
That's
cute, right?
Okay, yes. I see, the thing is, I'm trying to keep this very innocent. I mean, look, there are some kids who have a problem with biting. There are some kids who have a problem with hitting. This seems to me on the surface like it's a better problem to have than that.
If
you find out that your child is going to school and, you know, beating up on other kids.
Yeah. Or yeah, like you said, the biter in the class. I mean,
the biter. You don't want to be have your kid be the biter.
No. Or the farter.
That's a stain that not only sticks with that child for the rest of their lives, because everyone says, you know, like at the 20-year high school reunion, you remember Lloyd? He was the biter.
He was always biting everybody. You remember when he bit the teacher? No,
yeah, and
just
even the parents
cute.
Get stuck with that. Oh, yeah. Did you see that? That's Mark and Elaine. Mm. Their child was the biter.
Their son bites everybody. No, it's
so
cute.
Now
little
Ella's got to deal with a kisser.
Is it learned behavior? I mean, is...
You think Ella's walking around kissing everybody?
Maybe. I mean, maybe they come from a real kissy family. You know those families. Everybody shows up for Thanksgiving and they're kissing everybody on the lips.
Yeah.
Even grandpa.
Possible.
You know, it might be just all she knows.
That's entirely possible. There's another possibility, and that is... And I don't want to be that guy who's like, oh, you know, everything the kids see on television and the movies. But perhaps she has watched so many shows that she's just wildly curious about this activity that she sees adults doing on every show she watches.
Sure, sure, sure.
She wants to find out. And again, I don't want to be a creeper, but I will say this will serve her well later in life, because we do judge people by how good of a kisser they are.
Yeah.
She's going to have a lot of practice.
That's
so.
Actually really creepy. So Yeah, that's real creepy.
It's creepy now, but it won't be when she's, you know, 30.
No,
and she's
it won't.
Dating,
she'll be an
and
expert.
People will be like, wow, you're a really good kisser. She goes, yeah, I started young.
Yeah, no big deal. I've had a lot of years. I need to know where she's kissing these people or these other kids at. I mean, are these full-on lip kisses, or is she just being sweet and giving them little kisses on the cheek?
Gotta
like
be
friendship
mouth.
Kisses?
It's gotta be.
You think she's going right in for the mouth?
I think it's gotta be.
Yeah.
Can we open up phones on this right away?
Yeah, yeah. What are your thoughts? How do you fix this? How do you tell her to stop?
Come on, you people know how much you like to parent other people's kids. 303-691-1MIX. You gotta call us now.
Sound off.
303-691-1649. Especially if you've dealt with this problem or something very similar. 303-691-1649. Don't wait for others. Call right now. We'll talk to you next. About 15, 20 minutes away from today's Mind Bender. We'll have that coming up. Right now, we're talking about this note from Ella, her 7-year-old. She's about to turn 8 in July. Is really, really lately been into kissing kids in the class, the neighbor boy across the street. Ella's like, I don't want to make a huge deal out of it, but at the same time, I can't have her kissing everyone all the time.
Well, then at what age can she start? Is it just because she's 7? I mean, if this was a 13-year-old, is it
fine?
Well,
it's not just the age. It's that she's just willy-nilly kissing everybody.
There's no... Yeah, I still think it's kind of cute, but there's a... Nah, I'm not going to say. Karen wrote in. She says, no, I'm not an angry one, first of all. She says, let her kiss. It's sweet. She sounds like a very thoughtful little girl. Mm-hmm. Just tell her not to do it in the classroom around the teacher. Save it for the playground like we all did growing up. That's from Karen.
You know, the first girl I ever kissed in my life was a Karen.
Hey.
I wonder if it lips. Was this one who was like, yeah, she was good. What did I know? It was
what
my
did
first
you know?
Time.
Tom wrote in. All he said is, this is gross. Thanks, Tom, for the input.
Appreciate it.
Sydney wrote in. She said, my daughter did this around the same age. Honestly, boys, they grow out of it. Funny thing is, my daughter went on to be a makeup model, and a majority of her pictures are for lipstick lines. She's got some great lips. Enjoy the show. Love you guys, Sydney.
Very nice.
Look at that. She's making money off it now.
Kylie says about the same thing. She goes, all you can do is wait it out. Talk with her, teach her that it's not appropriate, and keep reinforcing that. When you see her kissing strangers, I think she'll grow out of it or not.
Or not, right.
And then I like Laura. She goes, my son was a kisser at age 5, and he was an aggressive, sloppy kisser.
Mm.
Family members, neighbors, pets. It took about a year, and then he got over it. Now he's 17 and wouldn't get caught dead kissing me even on the cheek. Yeah, that's probably true.
So, I'm a bit of an aggressive, sloppy kisser myself.
That's
so
what I've heard. All
I
that
can relate.
Saliva that you talk about.
So thick.
Nicole has to walk around with cotton in her mouth.
Get a squeegee.